another wonderful hands-free installment of Radio Zoom going on right now. I tell you, if you can't tell by my voice, I'm a little tired right now. It's late. And in the past, 53 and a half hours, I've probably slept maybe 10 of those. It's been kind of a crazy past couple days for me, and I don't expect you to sympathize, nor do I expect you to empathize. If you're a psychology major like me, or at least once were, you'd understand that. But another installment on the way here. I'm not exactly sure where this is going to go, except maybe we should go ahead and start off with a wonderful song by the band known as Spoon. Radio Zoom, stick around. I don't know what just happened there, but you know what? I'm at this point, I really just don't care. I'm tired, and that's part of the reason why I decided to go ahead and do an episode tonight. That's why I like to kind of call these podcasts, because that's what I'm doing. But that was Jonathan Fisk by the band Spoon. Good stuff. It kind of reminded me there of just my college radio days where, I got up away from the computer to go get a drink of water, because obviously my voice needs it, and, I had a conversation with, Jim. He's a guy I work with at the radio station, and, we talked earlier today about how he used to work for a country station and he'd always look for one of the longest songs. I forget which one it was off the top of my head that was pretty much the quintessential song that if you heard it, you knew that the on-air talent at that moment was in the bathroom doing his number two business. I always thought that was funny, so it kind of reminded me, because in college radio, it's not very hard to find a song that's about 10 to maybe even 15 minutes long, so that way you could take an extended break. But, you know, talk a little bit, why am I so tired? And, the weather is one thing, you know. We're in the middle of fall time right now, and it's very, very pretty outside. You know, the leaves are changing. You know, you get a cool 50, 60 degree day where the sun is out and the sunlight is bouncing off the leaves and all the colors are very vivid and everything. And it's just, it's fall. For a lot of people, it's football season. But to me, I'm mourning the loss of baseball, so on and so forth. But it's a pretty incredible time right now. Right now. But in the past couple days, it's been cloudy, rainy, cold. Not damn cold, but just cold, because in a month and a half, it will be damn cold and snow. Which, to me, does mean sledding. To others, it means impending white death falling from the sky. But I enjoy embracing my eight-year-old inside me. So, that's part of the reason the weather is kind of crappy outside. But, you know, over the radio station, I work for a public radio station. Let's go ahead and get that out on the table right now. So it's not as bad. You're like, oh, you work for commercial radio. No, I work for a public radio station, an NPR affiliate, and a classical radio. It's a twofold operation. We got two stations there. Anyway, in the FM control room, we went ahead and killed a nearly 20-year audio console, or 20-year-old audio console. It served its time well, but we replaced it with a very, very, very sweet digital console, and it was a lot of fun. Jim is the chief engineer, and I'm his lowly assistant, and we went to work. We started Wednesday afternoon, and we left 4 a.m. Thursday morning. And we came back. I was back in there about noon, and I left this morning at 1 a.m. And I got home not long ago, which is about 10:30, and I'm still kind of wired, no pun intended, but from all the working that we were doing. So I decided to go ahead and throw a ready zoom at you. We really actually anticipated a lot, and we did a lot of pre-planning, but then by the time it all came to pass, we were a little behind, a little more behind than we thought we would be. So Jim was in there plugging stuff in, and I was in the back room making cables. My fingertips are still a little tender. A lot of connectors, crimping, solder, stripping of wires, and repeat over and over and over and over. It's tedious. It's not exactly hard work, but it's just tedious work. So I'm a little burnt out, you know, working the 50 to 60 to 70 hours, and this, you know, I'm getting paid for 40, and this week is really, really a big week, because we just kicked off, you know, every public radio station usually does it. I don't know anybody that is a public radio station and doesn't do it, but it's fundraising week, so it's time for the Begathon, and we're asking listeners to donate their money, and some volunteers to donate their time. And to me, it's a time that I'm probably going to gain some weight, because we actually get a lot of food furnished for us, to us, by people who donate, different restaurants and stuff that donate money, and but also food, lots of food, and cookies and pastries and quiche. A lot of fun stuff, but I don't know. It's talking about the radio station, though, today, really quickly, and regarding podcasting, I'm trying to get one of our senior producers and a couple other people, and Jim, trying to get him to kind of see the light on this whole podcasting thing. Because obviously WBGH, we're watching that, kind of unfold, and that's incredibly cool. And off the top of my head, I hope I said those call letters right, but at this point, as sleep deprived as I am, I probably am saying it wrong, and I don't care to even really think about that any further. But we do have a show that's would be perfect for podcasting, so I'm actually researching it, but bandwidth, server space, server. We don't have a machine dedicated for that, and on top of that, the bandwidth that could be required, and so on and so forth. But the gears are turning. I'm talking to some of the producers about it, and I'd like to kind of push it, and hopefully some people would be keen to the idea of getting actualities from Eastern Iowa. That's what we do. But it's a different perspective on what's going on in the world. So maybe I can kind of finagle that in to the planning. But that's a matter of money, which is a whole other subject, which is not my place to talk about. I'm just an broadcast engineer. Let's go ahead and move on here to another tune, because that Jonathan Fisk song I jammed out on the way home on my iPod Mini, my little greenie, and I'm going to play another song that I was just kind of listening to, happy to be on my way home to sleep in my bed for at least a few hours until I have to be back at the station in the morning to help out tracking the dollars coming in. So I think I'm gonna go with a little bit of this band that I checked out in Brooklyn some time ago. I can't remember when that was, but this is Alaska, and it's what Sebado kind of turned into, and this is called Love.
I've heard this world is cold, and when it turns on me, I hope you'll help me see. And in the end, you'll keep my soul. If it's off where the limit changed, in the heart of the spent machine, give it all, stand through the main. It's alright, it's okay.
It's not
Cause
Mika with the song Love to Be Your Main, in that parentheses sort of deal. So, I got a chance to check them out. They opened up for Lou Barlow. He did a solo set at CMJ 2002. I was out in New York for that one. And I was totally amazed by Alaska. Lou Barlow, he was very mellow and sang a lot of songs about girls that have broken his heart, of course. And then when he came out for an encore, or I forget now if it was later on the show, but some of the guys from Alaska who used to be in Zebedo, I think there's a connection there. I don't know. I'm sleep deprived. Bear with me. But they performed some Zebedo songs, and it was way, way, way cool. And I was probably pretty inebriated. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was. you know, I've been checking. One thing I wanted to kind of mention is I've been looking into a lot more of these podcasts as everything kind of unfolds. And let's see, what was I thinking here? All that sleep deprivation, always getting me. But, you know, just when I think there isn't any way that I could be more geeky, I am proved completely wrong, because I am proud to be the radio geek that I am. It's a different breed of geek, I think, and I'm also the IT guy, I guess. I maintain the computer network, officially, is my title, my official job title, my stage title is assistant engineer, but I have a lot of fun with my job, and I really get into it. You know, I'm pulling out the instruction manual for the console we installed. I just sat there and read it, and was like, whoa, look what we can do! This is so cool! And I was all giddy about it, but nobody else really understood. And of course, you know, I've shared these thoughts with my friend Muffin, a person you will hear me mention many times. We used to do a show together. That was about being geeks. You know, we love cartoons. I think he more so than I do. I have my loves, but I don't have obsessions. Obsessions like he does. He trumps my geekiness by leaps and bounds. And we've had conversations about this. And, you know, he listens in. And, hey, Muffin, how's it going? But, yeah, I listen to these other podcasts, and it's just like, you know, a lot of IT stuff, a lot of tech stuff, a lot of, I didn't even start listening to the Daily Source Code until after I launched my own podcast, which will be about a week ago tomorrow. It's still today. It's not tomorrow yet. But hey, let me apologize to those of you who might have thought that I was trying to emulate Adam Curry and his podcasts with the first two episodes. That wasn't my intention at all. But when I first started checking out his podcast, I was like, whoa, that was kind of strange. We're kind of similar in the way that we structure our podcasts. And he would start out with this big wham bam fantastic intro, and I kind of sort of, you know, I sampled a song and layered over some stuff, experimenting with production again, trying to relearn that, been away from it for about, a couple of years now. And, my deepest, sympathies to you if, I've read your mind, and thanks for sticking with me. I listened to, like, the guys from Engadget. Wow, they really know what they're talking about, because, I can keep up with them. I can keep up with the lingo they use and stuff like that, but they know their tech stuff, and I like listening in. Keep it going, guys, and I'll keep listening. But wow. But you know, things roll on, and as I said before, I want to try and use this more for the station that I work at. And I'm experimenting. In fact, today I went out to lunch with George. He actually used to be a regional engineer for Clear Channel for, I don't know, 3 or 4 states. And he actually got Clear Channeled, and he's working someplace else now as an engineer. He's probably more busy now than he was then, because the whole Clear Channel concept is less people, more money. This must work. We'll make millions. Not quite. But I digress. Going back to lunch today, we were sitting there, and we were talking about different things. He's telling us about projects he's working on over in Illinois, different stations he's wiring up and stuff. And he looks at over at Jim. He's like, so have you heard about, or did you see this article about podcasting? Because he was on this radio engineering tech mailing list of some sort, some listserv, and Jim just starts pointing at me, and I'm like, yeah, podcasting. That's pretty cool. And George just kind of goes, ah, the student becomes the teacher, and I basically went to this long soliloquy of how cool Adam Curry is and all the neat things that are going on across the web with this whole podcasting thing, and the gears are turning for him. But the interesting thing that that George and Jim both came up with is that eventually these transmitters that we are paid to maintain and everything is eventually going to become liabilities, which is kind of an interesting concept. Being that just the other day I saw a 50-kilowatt transmitter, a former transmitter from WABC out in New York, up for sale on eBay. In fact, today should be day 5 of that sale, not in working condition, but my assumption and Jim's assumption is that they just pulled out the crystal. It probably still works, but you just don't have a frequency to transmit on. So if you have $6,000, $7,000, I think $6,000 starting, maybe $7,000. Anyway, you can throw a bid down and buy your own 50-kilowatt transmitter. Granted, it's a pretty big hunk of junk, and it's going to take a lot of maintenance to keep it working, but that'd be one hell of a killer AM pirate radio station that you could play around with. But, yeah, George was definitely impressed with the theory of podcasting, but he wasn't surprised by it. I think this is something that, you know, these guys have seen a lot of things come and go, and, you know, we're in the middle of a digital transition with radio, and wow, now I'm turning into just like the Engadget guys. Let's get the hell out of this, and I'm going to play you. Well, you know, speaking of radio, and I think this song really is good for the political climate, and segueing out of my whole radio barfing that I just did. So this song is going to be a little harder for you. It's going to be a little loud, so get ready. They're from overseas. This is Refused. And this song's called Liberation Frequency. Radio Zoom, baby.
We want the airwaves back. contest mission. We won.
Called Refused, and I think they just rock your socks off, but that's just my opinion. Refused is no longer together, I can tell you that much. They're from I think they're from maybe either Sweden, Finland, or Norway. Like I said, sleep deprivation will really kill your memory. In fact, it's been proven in psychological studies, and I've read them and researched them. But they split up, and I don't know where some of the members went, but one band you will be hearing eventually here is the International Noise Conspiracy. That's what Refused fell into. So, who I've seen and also saw them in Brooklyn. That's a story. Black-eyed and drumsticks. I'll tell that another time. I mentioned something, a little something about, political climates and stuff, and something happened yesterday. Living in a swing state that I do, they're descending upon my homeland, like flies around here. And I don't know about you. I'm really getting sick of the election season. It's hit the point where everything is coming out, and it's like watching a movie or a show on TV where politicians are very overly dramatic and using those hand gestures and the slogans. Excuse me. But if you like the net zero commercials, you watch that and you laugh and you chuckle, and it's like, man, he's really just hamming it on, pretending to be or acting as a fake politician. But if you look at him, there's a lot of him going on there and here and, you know, for real in the real world. And, you know, it's there, and it's kind of odd and kind of eerie, because you watch a movie where it's a fictional character emulating these speech patterns and gestures and stuff, and you know, it's for real. You know, granted that you know, we're very close to election season, and you expect it, and maybe it's more apparent to some people than it is to me, but it just kind of strikes me as odd. And you know, yesterday I was standing at just out near a window at the station, and all of a sudden I saw these girls running down the street. And there's a bar down the street, not very far away, and I'm in a college town, so I'm thinking, oh, you know, 2-for-1s or 3-for-1s or maybe even free beer. I didn't know what was going on, but all of a sudden Paul, he's one of the student helpers, walks around the corner, and he's like, oh my god, did you see Josh Hartnick? And I'm like, what? Who? Who? Josh, who? And he's just like, oh my god, he's so dreamy. You know, this is Paul just hamming it on. He's a good guy. But Josh Hartnett, do you know this guy? Do you remember the movie Pearl Harbor? Unfortunately, I do too. He stopped in town yesterday and just walked around saying, basically, you know, vote for Kerry. And he just went from one location to the other and just walked around. And I realize now that these, you know, I'm seeing more and more girls running past the station, and they're trying to catch up to this Josh Hartnick vote for Kerry caravan of people that are just following them around to place. And it was very entertaining, because eventually... You had the people walking back, and at one point there were these four girls walking, you know, in this nice little pack, each with cell phone in their hand, pressed up to their ear, and I'm sure they were just on the phone talking about how Josh Hartnett told them to vote for John Kerry, and it was the single most important event ever in their lives, and oh my god, it was just awesome. That's the climate that's going on around here right now, and it's just getting really, really sickening. Bush was up 30 miles north of me today. Teresa Hines Carey is coming to Des Moines tomorrow. We're being bombarded. This is what it's like living in a swing state. It's just kind of getting on my nerves. I'm, you know, to be honest, I say that a lot, but... I'm a registered independent voter, and I'll be voting. I'm going to vote. But I learned a long time ago to keep that to myself as to who I'm going to vote for. But with elections around, you keep seeing like all these tests that are supposed to tell you where you sit in terms of politics. Are you a left-winger, a right-winger, a Republican, a Democrat? And I take these tests, and you know, I'm like, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't like being labeled, and part of the reason why I register as an independent. But I take these tests, and they keep coming up as being socialist. And I'm not too sure how, why, or if I should be scared about that. But you know, I don't like talking politics, but just to kind of give me an idea of what's going on around me. It's kind of an interesting time, so I'm gonna wrap this one up. It's been quite the mind trip. I'll probably listen to this again, you know, and I listen to my podcast, and gosh, it's off. That's how I feel inside my brain right now. I'm so sleep deprived, and I can feel myself kind of winding down. I'll probably go to the station tomorrow because I gotta go help out with things, and probably code this down and send it off and up the tube, and hopefully you get a kick out of this as much as I do. I feel like Muffin trying to tell a bad story, so I'm gonna leave you with one last song, and it pretty much sums up how I feel in about 10 minutes when I'm sinking into my bed. It just, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, how about some Jamiroquai, and I'll leave you with the song. It feels so good. Then I'm gonna go to bed. This is Radio Zoom. Hope you enjoyed this and my stupidity. We'll check you later. Adios.
I'll fight for the moon, Mars, Jupiter, and the outer galaxies at Alpha Centauri.
None of the five. The 1-5 exactly.
Feels good. I'm stranded on a spaceship hideaway, and something makes me think I'm here to stay. I'm so happy where I am. Feels good. I've journeyed to the other atmospheres, and every breath I take just makes it clear.
The Radio Zoom podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net web blog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net.